For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime. That sounds to me like, well, the lead, the actual guitar lead, sounded like Carlos Santana.
Nailed that, Greg.
And that sounds like Rob Thomas right there.
Not quite.
Let it breathe for a minute. Everything I say to you comes out wrong and never comes out right. So I'll tell you why when I get together and sing on the world with me together forever. Heads we will, tails we'll try again. So I'll tell you why. I notice you singing along.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, baby.
Oh, yes.
This is the more forgotten track of Santana and Chad Kroeger. Most people remember Into the Night.
Right.
Absolute banger.
Right.
This is Why Don't You and I, which is the other banger that they have.
Did you watch the Nickelback documentary on Netflix?
I have not yet.
It's pretty good. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the height of popular and then became uncool, as one might say.
Oh.
They were not lit, Courtney.
Really? Yeah, no, they were not.
As you and the kids might say.
I don't know what changed, though, because it did all of... It was like all of a sudden I was in college and Nickelback was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, really? You would sign somebody up for a Nickelback fan club as like a joke and they get emails.
I still love Nickelback.
I think it was... honestly, I think it was Beavis and Butthead. I think Beavis and Butthead started making fun of them and then everybody else joined in.
They're just so good. They have so many hits. Great band. It was my first concert. Love Nickelback.
Yeah. I feel like they're massive. You know,
Nickelback, they have a ton of hits.
Yeah, them, Creed,
yeah.
Blink 182.
Well, Shine loves Creed.
Resurgence on Creed was one of my favorite things of 2023.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's kind of sad.
I don't understand how that's sad.
One of your favorite things of the entire year?
Yeah, of 2023, yeah, Greg.
Okay, well, try going outside.
Mount Rushmore, right? Great things, it would be on it.
Don't you have a girlfriend, supposedly?
Yes,
like
I do.
Like a real one?
Yeah, actually, a real life person.
Okay. All right, your lead this morning?
Yeah, Greg, it's pretty simple. I'm just kind of glad people are finally able to see what I saw in Drake May prior to the draft. Like, this is the guy I was watching on tape. You'll see it right now on the Twitter. This is the highlight.
On Twitch,
On Twitch, sorry. Of the touchdown that got called back. But it's like, it's moments like that where he's rolling to his left, his weak side. He's able to swing those hips around, throws a rope 40 yards downfield, hits, I think it's Osborne for the touchdown. Like, it's plays like that, and they got called back for an illegal formation play that had no bearing on that play whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so I'm just glad people can finally see just how good Drake May is. Is he going to make some boneheaded mistakes, overthrow a couple passes? Sure. Footwork might look a little wonky. I agree. Go back and watch Aaron Rodgers in like 2010, 2011, and you'll see a lot of what Drake May is. Like, that's, yeah. I see so much. I saw it so much last night. He is uber talented, and I cannot wait for him to be the quarterback of the Patriots for the next 10 years.
Are you concerned that he's had very little snaps with the actual ones?
Yeah, it bugs me more than it concerns me. Like, just because, like, he clearly has the talent. He's clearly better than Jacoby Brissett, and yet the Patriots are committed to this plan that they have, which I hate.
Stupid.
Imagine if he didn't have to, when it came to snaps, if he didn't have to worry about diving on the football every time.
Right.
Because they can't get the ball to him. Like, I imagine what he might be.
Yeah.
And again, the argument, you can argue all day long, that's what we're here for. But I keep getting those on the Subaru of New England text line or in the Twitch chat or wherever who are saying, all you've seen is him up against the twos and the threes. This is the Commanders. Like, their twos and threes are like sevens and eights. Like, okay.
And he's still better than Jacoby Brissett, who's also going up against the same people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best option that you have.
You could say that about every quarterback, like, who are they going against? Because a lot of teams like Jaden Daniels didn't even play. You know what I mean? So
I guess you could say that about Mac Jones and that extraordinary two-minute drill touchdown that he threw over the weekend, Shine.
Yeah, happy for him. Good for him. I can't discredit it. He looked good. I'm going to say Drake May looks great.
He looks pretty comfortable. Mac Jones looks pretty comfortable.
Yep. Hey, I'm happy for him.
He looks pretty good.
Did you see the Doug Peterson quote, too? Sometimes I have to remind him he's not in New England.
Yes. Yes. Absolute shots fired at the New England Patriots. All right. Well, thank you, Shime. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I thought Jackson was going to get a lead today.
We're running behind.
Okay.
We'll get a transcript of it and post it online.
Okay. Mine is basically echoing Shime's lead this morning. There were two things that I really liked about Drake May. The first, when he first got in there, I was like, ooh, Polk, this is going to be a May-Polk situation where he's going to favor him. He seems comfortable with him, which I love to see, but I didn't want him to become reliant on him. After watching him throughout his entire time playing, he didn't discriminate. It wasn't just a Polk, whether it was Tyquan Thornton or Pop Douglas. Yep. Like, he was comfortable with all of the targets out there, and he didn't just pick one and rely on that person. I loved that. Then when his shoe fell off, let me tell you, to look at a guy lose his shoe in a situation like that and not miss a freaking beat, Drake May, you can't rattle him.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to see. After the last three seasons that we had with Mac Jones, and he seemed like there was the breathing exercises, everything that went along with it, this is not Mac Jones. Drake May is good to go.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, this happens to those of us who are flip-flop guys all the time.
Yes.
We lose a shoe.
You must have felt seen.
Oftentimes you hit a rug, or it could be even like a little bump in the curb.
Mm.
And you have to recover quickly. Yep. And he certainly did recover quickly after losing his shoe.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
He is, when it comes to NFL quarterbacks who could, if they were required to play without their cleats, he would be one who could do it.
He
probably could play in flip-flops if he had to. I've played golf in flip-flops before. I feel like it doesn't really affect my game much. But that might be
I would beg to differ.
Have you seen me playing flip-flops?
I have. I saw you take a tee shot on a par 3 in flip-flops. It didn't go so well.
Shots.
Gosh.
Oh, we got beef. Beef.
He hosts for 2 days in midday.
No. I believe.
The fine didn't go so well.
It wasn't
a hole-in-one.
No. You shanked it off to the right. I believe even Maria from Watertown watched you tee off in flip-flops.
Who is so weirdly obsessed that they remember my shot? One of my shots during the Numbnuts Invitational months ago, and are focused on how bad it was.
Greg, like Chris Curtis and every Tom Brady play, or Sean McVay and every play he's ever called, I remember every golf shot I've ever watched.
I think it was honestly more of a club issue. If I remember it correctly, the club slid in my hands because it was a hot day.
Well, small Got hands, it. That happens.
If I remember. Small hands? Now we're doing that?
No, I just...
Wow. Man, you're getting it from all angles.
You brought it up.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We will get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a Patriots Monday coming up next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.